Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections every Thursday at 9 a.m. here through Yaquina Bay Communications. County Connections is broadcast live. Today we have Frank Geltner, wears many hats in the community, but today I've asked him to put on his Fairboard cap, even though he has got a Yaquina View cab cap. I see that coming off now, Frank. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, Frank, tonight we have the second meeting of the Master Plan Visioning Committee for the County Commons Master Plan. And so I thought it would be great for us to talk about some history of how we got to this point that where we are now, and maybe some anticipation on what you see happening in the meeting tonight. But I did want to take a stroll down memory lane here with you, Frank, because tell me, when do you enter the discussion about the fairgrounds, now the commons? Are you an original Blue Ribbon Fair Committee member?
Right, yes, I chaired that committee.
Okay.
And that took place,
2010?
Yeah, 2009.
In 2009.
Yeah, earlier, yeah. It was amazing. I had no involvement or really no knowledge until I actually read something in the paper that they were looking for.
Huh.
And so I thought, great, I have no baggage. I'm coming with a clear slate, and I came in and then, you know, as fate would have it, John Baker said, well, I think we should make Frank Geltner the chair of this. And everybody said, sure. So there it was. I just started running.
Well, I feel like it's just been such an asset to have you because, you know, you have a sense of inspiration, enthusiasm with the projects that you approach. And I recall, because this goes back right around the time I began working for the county, and I remember renting or buying a video on World's Fairs and sharing that with you, because to me, you really approached this from the ground level. And I recall back then you touring many fairgrounds across the state. Is that right?
And across the country, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's like you really peeled back the onion here and started by taking a look at, you know, what facilities look like and how they operate. So that tour, if you could just recall back, what was the impetus for that at the time?
Well, I wanted to see if there was some variation in how people approach this. And I think what finally happened for me was I realized that I had to step back myself because the weight of history about county fairs kind of could blind you to what else was possible, right? And I found myself studying the Oregon Revised Statutes. I think I alluded to that earlier, and discovered that there was a section about management of county fairgrounds, and I realized in that language that they acknowledged the reality, which is that a county fair, for the most part, in our case in specific, okay, we take 3 days. That's less than 1% of a calendar year. That means you have 99% of the year where you got to do something. Well, in the Oregon Revised Statutes, it speaks to very general things, circuses, exhibitions, public gatherings, and so forth. And I thought, okay, well, and that kind of informed me to the point where I said to the rest of the fair board, you know, I think we should try to rename this place so that the baggage of the word fairgrounds doesn't have so much weight in the public eye, because that their tendency to want to focus on the county fair and the 3 days as opposed to the other 362 days of the year was kind of getting in the way of people thinking outside the box, which is kind of what I'm about. And also I realized that unlike many counties around the country, we're less and less agricultural in Lincoln County and more marine centered and so forth. And then I thought, well, what was a county fair really about? It was about the productive life of the county, wherever you are in the United States, you know.
Yeah.
What's productive in each county is going to be different depending on where you are. And then the other part was the population. Mm-hmm. How do you serve, like, what's the population of the county now? Roughly, like, what, 45,000 or something?
Yes.
So how do you get a critical mass, and let's just argue 10%, so that's 4,500 people. Should you set a standard by which whatever is on the county commons should have an appeal at least to 10% of your population? Mm. Because there are some really wonderful things that grew out of the whole county fair and 4-H and all that. But when you look at the numbers, it's sad. It's just very few people.
Yeah.
So here you have this county resource, but it's only serving a minority of the population. So that's kind of where I just basically started rethinking, and that's why I fought for changing the name so that we could talk about a place for the whole county and then kind of think about what's the productive life of this county in terms of what's outside of the central area, which is... We're Newport-centric, like it or not. I mean, that's where the county courthouse is and mm-hmm. so forth. And but yet we've got a whole county and so many different rural pieces. So,
yeah. Frank Geltner, he's the chair of the Lincoln County Fair Board. We're talking about the county commons, vision moving forward, master vision planning committee, second meeting. Tonight, when we come back with Frank, we'll talk more about where this discussion is going. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We have Frank Geltner with us today. He is the chair of the Lincoln County Fair Board. We are talking about the master plan visioning process for the County Commons, master plan visioning committee meeting for their second meeting tonight at 6 p.m. That's at the Lincoln County Courthouse. We invite everyone to come and provide their input and also take part in this discussion. Frank, you took us back to when you jumped into the process back in 2009-10 with the Blue Ribbon Fair Committee. And let's just jump forward a little, Frank, because if folks want to see the public process that, you know, eventually shaped the vision and mission statement, that's all online. I think we've done a good job about archiving that process online. And if folks are in the County Commons section of the website, they'll see a link. It's called Archive, the Future of the Lincoln County Commons, in brackets, Fairgrounds. And so, Frank, let's jump into that vision statement and how it shaped. Because, you know, we went from a kind of a narrow focus, we broadened it, as you say. It's sort of like that reality bubble expanded to have this real multidisciplinary kind of approach, right?
Right.
And then now the bubble is sort of shrinking in a little as we stay focused.
Right. And not only did we expand thinking about just the fairgrounds, which is now the commons, but we also had kind of these marginal discussions about maybe something else could be done on the property. And to this day, we still have people who really care strongly about housing in our community and have tried to see if they could kind of derail our march towards the Lincoln County Commons vision to see if we could redefine that. But, you know, I think in both ballot measures, the public pretty much knew what they were voting for and pretty much decided that this is the direction they were going in terms of the Lincoln County Commons and elements of the fair and other elements of what I call the focus on youth.
Yeah. Yeah. And could you just talk about what that focus on youth means to you? And I've I think it's a pretty eloquent
anytime idea. Anytime the public comes into a discussion about a broad topic like this, you don't want to inhibit any of the conversation. So it's brainstorming. And so, you know, some people will say, well, we've already made that decision. No, we haven't made the decision. We've created a long wish list is what we've done. Now, it's a little bit like being a shepherd. Well, the fair board has to sort of guide and be shepherd to all these ideas. How do we get them into corrals so that they begin to take some shape in terms of how you populate this 6 acres or whatever amount of land we have? And so we've heard about the exhibit hall or the expo center or the convention center or the multipurpose facility, whatever word you want to give to it. We've heard a lot of people talk about places for children. And, you know, we've had talks about sports grounds. We've had talks about a new home for the skateboarders. And and then, of course, I brought to bear my own research, which was centered on a children's garden that I saw built in a place called the Morton Arboretum outside of Chicago, which was like this little village of kid places. Climbing places, water places, you know, jumping places, and obstacle places, and so for me, I don't want this sort of static place that just waits for the occasional conference.
Right.
I want kids playing there every day of the year, all Love year it. Long. A little bit like Coast Park in Newport here, you know, that when that came along and Jim Protiva and his people built that, people came and continue to come, you know. It's fantastic. And I just see this same idea on steroids. If we can afford it, you know, let's put in a zip line. Let's put in a gigantic slide. Let's put, you know, whatever that would make it a place for the kids of Lincoln County so they have a place, you know, to look forward to going to.
Yeah, it resonates with me having a 7-year-old boy. So, but how, Frank, do you balance, you know, a desire like that, a great vision like that, you know, with all these other potentialities? And I feel like tonight, you know, we're starting to narrow that down. Also, the series of public meetings, which we're going to have, that'll likely take place in April, where we are we going to begin, hopefully, to start looking at, you know, maybe more refined models and variations?
I think we will. I think, in addition to the vision and mission statement, I think we're going to have to bite the bullet and say, okay, we're going to get this long wish list now. Will all of those things qualify as something we want to include? Okay. Yeah. And if not, what is going to be our test? And I'm arguing that our test should be, can we all agree, is there consensus that this will serve at least a certain segment of a 40,000 or whatever our population is? So a respectable number. You know, 10% of 40,000 obviously is 4,000. 5% is 2,000. Well, practically anything that's gone on there doesn't even serve 2,000. And that's the unfortunate part, in my estimation, because when you look at history, what 4-H represents or what, say, equestrian activities, okay, it's a really small number of people. So how do you populate that acreage with stuff that will appeal to a significant a part of our population? That is our challenge.
Yeah, what an endeavor. Frank Geltner, chair of the Lincoln County Fair Board. We're talking about the master plan vision for the county commons. We'll take a break and come back and finish up with Frank. Stay with us. Okay, we're going to put a quick wrap here up with Frank Geltner talking about the county commons master plan visioning committee meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Lincoln County Courthouse. Okay, so let's take a look at this continuum, Frank, because I know we've got just a quick amount of time, and there's going to be more time than you need, I know. But possible for a 20,000 square foot facility. That's at the high end, low end?
That's at the high end.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got it up there mainly because there was a lot of rumor that maybe the Seafood and Wine Festival could be at home there, but that was discounted early on. And so now, really, our only goal is to have a place that is better than what we have,
yeah,
but modern.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means unimpeded space, no pillars and posts that get in the way, you know, good sound system, good acoustics, the ability to stage many different kinds, you know, so multi-purpose. And that's kind of it, you know, just trying to settle on what exactly that means, because that in itself, that building, depending on its size, could essentially suck up all the resources that we have for the entire grounds.
I see. And also this idea that, you know, we are here in Newport. It needs to serve the entire county, but
correct,
also recognizing, too, that City of Newport is putting in a big contribution here.
They want to partner in a significant way. They haven't put any labels on how that money should be spent. Mm-hmm. Could be infrastructure, it could be anything to help us expand the property, or just basically make sure we have good sewer lines and water lines and electric and fiber optics and you name it, you know, make it a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah. Well, you have encouraged people to participate, you know, through the process. There have been, you know, lots of nodes where this can happen. If folks can't make it tonight, you know, we are moving into another level of public participation too. You know, what can folks do? Can they contact you? I know on the website we have, you know, send us an email, call us at the county commissioner's office. You can provide your viewpoints that way. But certainly something written is a great way to do it if you can't make
absolutely
it to the meetings. We'll have audio of these meetings.
Yeah, I think we've come to the point where we have to start narrowing our choices. So people can contact us, but they shouldn't expect that we're going to entertain a completely different use of that property. We're focusing on what the fairgrounds has traditionally done. We're focusing on this new vision and mission statement with a focus on youth. And we're looking at serving the entire population of Lincoln County.
Yeah. And you, the last thought here is we are serving tourism. And what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think there's a difference between trying to do something on that property to increase tourism. Mm. We're well endowed with our ability to attract people. Newport has that already in its favor. We just need to find things to serve those who come to our community. And there are dead times of the year when it's probably important that we try and attract. That's why we have the Seafood and Wine Festival for 41 years, because it fills an important hole in our tourism picture, you know. And so it is there also to serve as a public gathering place for citizens of the county, which is why I favor kind of not such a big building, but almost like a pod-like structure.
Yeah.
So that any group of people in the county could come and rent a room, you know, and just that's what you get for being a citizen of Lincoln County, you know, come and have a gathering.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Frank, we certainly, you know, continue to get calls at the office, you know, is the facility available for rent? There's certainly some desire and demand, you know, so it's an exciting thing to see it start to take shape. So Frank, thank you for coming on the program today. And folks can see you tonight at the Lincoln County Courthouse, 6 p.m. So remember, if you're interested in the subject, please go to the Lincoln County's website. We've got a link under What's New that'll take you to information about tonight's meeting and the archive of meetings and where we're going for the future. Thanks for listening.